The second statewide public hearing this week on the future of the marijuana industry was held in Seattle. Like the earlier one in Olympia, this one had overflow crowds. The Seattle hearing was filled with people who have grown marijuana for years and want to, quote, come out. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Under Initiative 502, possessing marijuana is now legal in Washington state, but it remains against federal law. Now, the state's Liquor Control Board must develop a licensing system for people to legally grow, process, and sell marijuana, and the people who have been growing it illegally for years in Washington are now taking center stage. They're applying to serve as consultants to the state and urging the state board to include them in any licensing scheme it develops. John Ascola was one of the first to speak.
You need to bring us in. We need to be part of this.
He says he's grown marijuana on Camano Island for years. He wears a Harley Davidson jacket and a baseball cap and jokes that he's the kingpin for a group of growers there who work together to sell their product. Ascola doesn't send his marijuana to dispensaries. He says he gives a lot of it away to medical marijuana patients, but he has to meet his expenses.
I have a $600 a month electric bill, you know.
So the rest of what he grows, he sells.
You still have to have, you have to pay for all this stuff. So a lot of it's sold in the black market.
Once it caught up with him.
28 years ago, I was in prison for drugs.
Now, Ascola wants to get a grower's license from the state of Washington, even though he'll make less money than he does on the black market.
Eventually, you're going to get caught. Eventually, you're going to get caught up in it, and some bad things are going to happen. We want to come out. And I think that leaving us out is a huge mistake.
He's worried that he'll be excluded from the licensing process because of his criminal record. But he says he and the other growers like him believe they have the experience to grow a good, safe supply of marijuana for the new state-licensed retailers. Ascola says there's a local store where all the growers buy their supplies, and everyone he's spoken to there wants to be part of the state system.
Everybody is a grower there. So I've asked him. I've said, hey, how do you feel about coming out? We want to come out. We want to be legal. We don't want to feel like we can't buy a new car because we can't say that we have this money. We can't explain why we don't have jobs.
As Ascola told the Liquor Control Board,
the war's over. We won. We won.
He compares this process to the signing of treaties after the war ends. But Ascola and his fellow growers do have a certain kind of leverage. If they aren't embraced and granted licenses by the state, he says they can always continue to sell to the black market. I'm Amy Radel reporting.